You can't fuck the tunnel wall. It's made of clay or something. Yeah. All right. Sex,
and
panties,
it's
panties,
very
panties.
Smooth, and you can pass the ball.
Yep.
Through it.
It's impenetrable by everything but love.
Not even a diamond drill.
Credit the Lost in Space of podcasts. The snakes in the ball pit tonight are Ashto.
You're all gonna feel so fucking stupid when I post the proof of the hashtag flat earth. Should I do it now or later? Either way, you're gonna lose. 5:45 p.m. January 7th, 2016.
Positronic.
Hillary Clinton is a clone. The real one got killed a long time ago. Fuck, I hope I'm not next. Oh, wait, they already killed me in 2012. 9:19 p.m. January 7th, 2016.
Ambius.
Yes, I've been on many planes, and even in the Mile High Club. And the Earth is flat, dear. 4:32 p.m., 7 January, 2016.
Taylor.
Remember back in the days when people just ate, like, maybe one boar a week if they were lucky, and now everyone eats entire Walmarts. 4:42 p.m., 7th January, 2016.
Sherman Tank.
Do you even know what ant warfare is? Yan! That's what I thought! 5:11 p.m., 7 January 2016.
And Amelia Blaine. If the Earth was a spinning globe and the sun is supposedly 150 million light years away, then how come the sun rays beam straight down? 4:16 p.m., 7th of January 2016.
Oh.
Answer that, scientist!
God damn!
Give me an answer!
Alrighty.
Where's the frogs gay?
This is the fucking
turning
this
all
is
the
like
friggin' frogs gay.
Hi there!
Hi!
Hello!
Hi! So, how prominent would you say are crackpot theories?
Well, the cracks are pretty prominent.
Well, very prominent, so you should have a lot of research backing them up.
Like 58% prominent.
Yeah. I would say they're not prominent at all because they're all true.
All is true, said Balzac.
Well, the Rouge movement hangs out outside my office. How does that sound?
Well, I think we're going to see if that's true or not. Today's website is one that Sherman Tank found. And so, Sherman, do you want to give us a little bit of a background of this?
Okay, sure. Yeah, this is a site called Libra Rising. It's an all-you-can-eat buffet of New Age conspiracy pseudoscience idiocy.
Delicious.
And astrology and numerology. Yep, delicious. Just, it's... It is incredible. And that you name a thing, this guy believes.
Ooh, this is my jam.
You will go back for seconds.
And you're going to see it. So let's see. Why don't we start? Do you mind if I take over for this part?
Oh, sure, it's fine.
And I'm going to find the website, so all this news. Let's see. Let's start with Remembering Atlantis. Let's just dip our toes into this with... incidentally, his... all these links are going to be from archive.org because this guy is updating his site, and which incidentally looks like a GeoCities site from 1997. Oh. It's like classic web 1.0.
Well,
ugly.
This page has a naked lady butt on it.
Yep.
She's moving against the moon.
Oh, she is.
Is she reaching out for water, or is that the moon in the sky?
Well,
I think it's
since
just a,
this guy.
It's a badly done painting, is what it is.
Since this guy believes in everything, he probably believes that the moon is made of cheese, so obviously she wants some cheese.
I think that's the cover art for my Led Zeppelin cover band.
Pretty sure it's a poster that you can find in any head shop ever.
What's the name of that cover band? What's the name of that cover band?
Dread Zeppelin.
Nice.
Nice. Oh, wonderful.
I think on my feet right there is what that was. Yeah.
I mean, it's better than the one we have where we call it Sed Leplin.
Yeah. I call mine Iron Butterfly. I'm sure that's a name.
So,
that's
Ambius, why don't you... Yeah. So, Ambius, why don't you tell us about remembering Atlantis?
Well, I had a dream when the moon, or Mars, loomed monstrously large over the horizon, and it seemed very real to me. In another dream, I saw all the planets real close up, without the need of a telescope. In still other dreams, and I have this one frequently, I look above me and see strange craft streaming noiselessly and almost transparently through the sky. Am I on another world or plane? Or planet during my sleep? Or are these memories or other lives of here on Earth? Strange are these dreams which haunt me and which steer me in the night.
Hey guys, I'm special. I have recurring dreams. Guys? Guys?
Yeah, I mean, it can't possibly mean my subconscious trying to tell me something or that I just saw a couple of bad sci-fi movies before I went to sleep. It's probably a message from another world.
It's real.
I dreamt that I've won ping pong championships. Does that mean I missed my calling?
Yeah. I dreamt I was the opening of half the stories H.P. Lovecraft ever wrote. Somebody falls asleep and has a bad dream.
Whenever I get blackout and drunk, I have the same dreams over and over again.
Yeah, well, let's keep going.
Yeah.
There's more.
Locked within the recesses of every soul are the ancient and not-so-ancient memories of its lives and sojourns across the cosmos.
And you see, that's why I had soul-based Botox done, to get rid of all those recesses.
From its subatomic beginning as a new and independent spirit that doesn't need no man, to its life throughout the various kingdoms and species and races on this planet and others. Occasionally, such memories resurface from the deep layers of our subconscious and remind us of our roots, whether it be another star, planet, Atlantis, Egypt, or Rome. Or they may be astral sojourns or adventurers here on Earth and beyond.
Because once again,
when
history...
I dream I'm having to retake second grade, despite the fact that I've finished grad school, that's me reliving my life in Atlantis?
Yep.
Or Egypt or Rome.
As usual, history only happens in Egypt or Rome.
And
in Atlantis.
And Greece.
Yeah, the big three.
I saw a History Channel documentary about it.
Yeah, it was really nicely animated.
History.
To be fair, seeing a History Channel documentary on anything is a good starter to believing in crazy conspiracy theories.
Oh, yeah.
Very unfortunately.
Yes, so I had a psychic reading done many years ago, and the theme of my human incarnation since Atlantis was that of a communicator of knowledge over the airwaves. I wasn't certain what this meant until the internet came around, and now I know my purpose again. Are the ships I keep dreaming
Could
about...
be a shock jock DJ?
Are the ships I keep dreaming about Atlantean craft?
No.
What about the close heavenly bodies? Are they the memories of past cataclysms when the planets went out of their courses?
No.
Or maybe it's when the Earth was covered with ice canopies, which acted as lenses and made the planets and stars appear closer.
Nope.
Someday, we will know the real and full answers to these and more such fascinating questions. Until then...
We already know the answer. It's no.
Until then, we have only our dreams and visions to remind us of our rich and forgotten past.
So, you don't believe in archaeology?
No, only dreams.
No, it's this guy does it. This guy, that's a, this is a pretty good introduction to the sort of crap this guy reads. So, it's, you know, every new age thing you heard from the Birkenstock wearing a white guy with dreadlocks in college that the used to smoke pot with. This is the stuff, this is
so
guy.
I'm just going to throw this out there. Don't tell me because I want to be surprised if there is, but please, I want there to be ancient aliens involved.
Oh, you
Sherman's
will be,
biting his
you
lip.
Will not be disappointed. You will not be disappointed. Anyway, you know, to give an example of the sort of things this guy believes in, I'll click the second link in the doc, and we can talk about the Hollow Earth.
Excuse me, sir, that's follow/concave Earth, sir.
Ah, yes.
Oh.
So Well, he has a note on this page. It says, note, it appears the concept of a hollow globe is a Jesuit Freemasonic idea that began to take root in Europe in the 1540s AD, and which has been greatly expanded upon in the last few centuries. Before that, the idea of a flat Earth was common knowledge throughout the world for thousands of years. Since 2015 AD, however, the globe or hollow Earth model is falling away in favor and being replaced with the original flat Earth concept.
Since 2015?
I have now also become a flat Earth believer and apologize if I have led others astray with the information in this section or any other part of my site. I leave the hollow Earth information.
Is this guy a follower of Tila Tequila on Twitter?
No, he writes in grammatical, if misspelled, sentences, so no. Anyway, I leave the hollow Earth information as is, but caution the reader not to take the material to heart, as it may all have been a colossal deption on the part of our controllers. Stories or adventures described in some of the articles may be true enough, but whether they occurred within a hollow or cavernous Earth or in some other flat world adjacent to ours are the important questions. In addition, there is also a competing concave Earth link section below.
I guess what I just learned here is that Leeds is actually the leader of the resistance, because the entire time I was being educated in primary school and secondary school in Leeds, I didn't hear anything about the hollow Earth. I just heard about the Earth being filled with metals and rocks and... You know,
also, at no point in history...
That's all witchcraft, Taylor.
At no point in history until the 1500s, I think, did we actually believe that the Earth was flat. Even the ancients believed that it was, at best, a sphere.
Well, the ancients believed that, but they know better now.
I was raised Jesuit, and I don't ever recall a Jesuit priest or a monk ever saying anything about hollow Earth either.
They lied to you, obviously.
I'm going to tell you.
Would a hollow flat Earth be like an empty pillowcase or something?
Ooh.
Something like that. But anyway, Positronic...
Is there another hollow Earth within the hollow Earth itself?
It's got layers.
So, Positronic, the hollow Earth, heaven or hell?
Our common conception is that the heaven is out there, somewhere in the sky or in space, while hell is underneath us, deep underground, or at the planet's center. This would be...
Is that the common conception?
Yes, of course.
Don't question this, goddammit.
This would be accurate if the planet has a wholly solid interior, but it does not. Our planet is a hollow shell, and at its center is a luminous sun or anomaly. It is engineered wisely and economically so that both the outer convex surface and the inner concave surface can be inhabited.
This is his past belief.
Yeah.
Okay.
But
I'm just trying to keep the timeline.
Yeah, he's not a revisionist. He's going to keep his mistakes up here.
Yeah, like I said in the note, he's going to leave this stuff here as a horrid warning.
Yeah.
And by this, you mean the entire website.
Yeah, right, anyway.
Where was
so,
I? All right.
Where the hell were we?
It is engineered wisely
and
economically so that both the outer convex surface and the inner concave surface can be inhabited. This is possible when it is realized that the planet's gravity is in the middle of its shell, not its center.
Huh?
Polar open...
Yeah.
Sure, let's go with
that. It's in the middle
of
shell.
Yeah, okay.
Sure, that makes sense.
It's like...
So, an M&M.
So is it like magic shell that you put on your ice cream?
Yeah, exactly.
No, I think it's shell gasoline.
Inside the hollow Earth is chocolate, and the ice cream Earth that, like, is between the magic shell and us, that's where the gravity is.
I meant to buy the caramel variety. God damn it.
Yep, no, you got gravity ice cream.
No, it's...
And this happened.
No, the Earth is one of those chocolate things as a toy in it they don't let you bring through U.S.
Kinder
Customs.
Surprise?
Yeah, the Earth is
Kinder Egg. Yeah, yowies. They let the yowies through.
Some people believe the Earth is a Kinder Egg, and some believe... Anyway,
polar openings connect the two surfaces in an unbroken fashion, and two suns, one outer and one inner, illuminate and warm both areas. Air and water flow... Yeah, there's a sun inside the Earth.
Oh, that explains how they got the shot in Star Wars. The two
exactly,
sunsets.
They asked the sun inside the Earth, like, hey, can you come out for a sec? We're shooting Star Wars. And the...
Well, I don't know, it's a little unorthodox.
But it's like, but you... Star Wars is
really
good.
I want points on gross.
Inner episode's pretty happy. Not only are the inner and outer surfaces of our hollow planet inhabited, but the shell is as well. The Earth's shell, which varies from 400 to 800 miles in thickness, is made up of several layers, or stratas, much like an apartment complex.
With those wacky neighbors.
Yeah, so are they like studio-sized? And
the mole men on the second floor won't stop playing their damn loud music.
Why do we have to pay for our inner Earth washing machine?
Now I'm going to draw a chalkboard line between the inner Earth and the outer Earth. So, don't cross it.
So earthquakes are just really rad parties?
Yeah. Or it's when you're getting too loud. They get their brooms and they're like, quiet, you surface people!
Thunderstorms are angels bowling, and earthquakes are really rad center of the Earth parties.
Yeah. Well, these are just the Middle Earth people, as they were in the middle shell. Mm-hmm. The shell is also honeycombed throughout with tunnels and cavern systems, both natural and man-made. The caverns contain cities or communities, human and non-human alike, and are interlinked by high-speed shuttles or trains which run magnetically through the tunnels, much like our modern subway systems.
Wait. Non-human.
Mm-hmm.
Does he mean pets like cats, dogs,
probably.
Or are we going into lizard terms?
It might be lizard.
Oh, mole men, you saw that
I'm
movie.
Guessing lizards.
Lizard men or mole men are my
probably
best.
Like evolutionary relics, which are not actually relics. It's just, you know, the ape people who got too far up and we dug up their bones from the middle shell. So, I mean...
Yeah, well, let's see. The Inner Earth has every single character from a Doug McCullough movie from the 70s.
Yeah, giant sloths and Australopithecus are just like taking the high-speed shuttle train together.
Don't forget the layer of the sentient dinosaurs.
Oh my god, I think you just saw Bigfoot.
Yes, Bigfoot. Bigfoot lives in the middle shell.
Yeah. Remember, Joan Ocean talked about subterranean lighted
caverns.
And
El Chupacabra.
No, it's middle Earth. So it's orcs, elves, and humans.
Yeah.
And Saruman and Mordor.
And hobbits. And they also take the high-speed shuttle.
I forgot about hobbits.
How could you forget about the hobbits?
Exactly.
So where does the Koopa City from the Super Mario Brothers movie fit into all this?
Well, that's not real.
That's in another dimension,
damn it. It's somewhere in there. I mean, there's a lot in that shell.
I mean, they had to film it somewhere.
Yeah.
Let's get down to World Wars 1 and 2.
Oh, this sounds exciting. Okay.
We're not going to hear about how all major outer cities are linked to Middle Earth sub-cities via secret tunnels, porch shafts, elevators, and other passageways where dignitaries and officials conduct commerce or exchange information.
Oh, that's exciting.
There's so much here.
Yeah, well, let's skip down to the World War. Let's World Wars.
Because at first, we got to read that sentence.
Random words are popping up at me from the text, and it's just amazing.
Yeah, this text is really hard to look at. All right. World Wars 1 and 2 were the outer manifestations of the gigantic battle going on in...
No, it's not. What is it?
World Wars 1 and 2 were the outer manifestations.
It's Manifestartians.
Oh, it's Manifestartians. Wow, sorry. All right, I'll redo that. I need that needle pointed into something. All right.
I don't blame you. It's
God bless this manifest there.
Yeah. And so what were they meant? So what were World Wars 1 and 2 Manifestartians of?
Of the gigantic battle going on inside the planet for its repossession. We are in a lull right now as both opposing forces regroup for an all-out final assault, Armageddon, on one another. Armageddon is happening and it's people fighting for repossession of the planet.
So the Nazis were more people.
Yep.
I think Saul the Mole Man warned us about this.
We are in a lull right now as both opposing forces regroup for an all-out final assault, Armageddon, on one another. According to one American Lama in Tibet, the ruler of the satanic forces, Sanat Kumara, or King of the World, was deposed from his inner earth throne in 1948, and his demons with
him. I think
I bought
a curry from him once.
Yeah, after he got deposed from his inner earth throne, and his demons with him, so that most of the inner earth is now under superhuman rule. It is outer earth, or the few hundred miles beneath or above sea level, to where the vanquished demons have fled that remains to be cleaned up. the planet Pluto, discovered in 1930 and representing the dark coming to light, is a heavenly signal or warning that the planet is undergoing an inner and eventually outer cleansing. Our planet and...
So that's why they hid. That's why they said that Pluto's no longer a planet. They're trying to hide the
truth.
It's been
conquered.
Oh, yeah. It says that elsewhere in the site.
It all makes sense now.
Our planet and all life on it are dying, but we are also on the verge of being reborn.
Unfortunately, we'll be reborn dead, so that's kind of a bummer.
A new home or planet will be found for the negative forces that have plagued and polluted our planet for so long. And then finally, this planet will come into its own and enjoy a much-needed golden age or millennium of rest and peace and abundance.
Only a millennium?
Oh, I know! This is the first prequel to Space 1999!
No, this is the Book of Mormon.
I think we can skip biblical verses referencing the hollow or inner earth because John Toast isn't here.
And
there's the Book
vague.
Of Enoch, blah 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 blah, something. And then, but now, now we've heard about the outer and inner earths. Let's let's hear an account of a traveler to inner earth. And this is a really long one, so we're just So Amelia, why don't you start this one?
Okay. My name is Colonel Billy Fay Woodward of the United States Air Force. I was first stationed at Area 51, Nevada, January 28, 1971 through 1982. In that period of service, I visited the hollow interior of the Earth 6 times, 800 miles deep. Upon my arrival to Area 51, I was indoctrinated to the existence of tunnels beneath Area 51. And soon after, I met several of the underground shuttle operators that have a statue of 13 to 14 feet in height. These tunnels that traverse the world are built by a species of beings who have existed here before we a very long time.
So what, like dung beetles? They've been here a very long
Coelacanths.
Yes.
Oh, yeah.
What are those tiny water bears called?
Oh, tardigrades.
Yeah, tardigrades.
Oh, yeah.
Immediately on my arrival to Area 51, I was made aware of the tunnels and all the workings of the facility itself. They told me that the first 15 levels of Area 51 facility, were man-made. That levels 16 to 27 were already there. Nobody from our government made them. We were just facilitating them. My father had been stationed at Roswell. As part of my induction into the military, he requested that I be stationed along with him at the Pentagon.
Doesn't work that way, but anyway, skip on down to the tunnels and shuttles.
Well, the military is like a club, and you can just kind of do whatever you want once you're in.
Yep.
Yeah, that's
like,
exactly.
It's okay, right. My dad is here.
Where exactly was he stationed in Roswell? I don't think Roswell had a military base.
It did, actually. There was a small auxiliary Air Force base there. That's where the UFO thing happened. That was actually a weather balloon.
Oh, okay, because that was like... I thought that was a different town, but they called it Roswell because...
Actually, it was a spy balloon, but yeah. No, it was Roswell Auxiliary Airfield or something.
Okay. Well, check me as a stupid head. Okay. Where did you want me to go then?
The tunnels and the shuttles.
I love them. They're my favorite pop indie band. The walls of the tunnels are very smooth. If you were to pull a hollow tube through a ball of clay, you could get an idea of how smooth. Smooth as a baby's bottom, I say.
Yeah.
Pull a hollow tube through a ball of clay. That? Huh?
I don't know what that means.
It's been a long time since arts and crafts, so, you know.
The walls have what is likened to a marble finish, which are made of metal substance. Impenetrable, semicolon. The surface of the walls cannot be penetrated. Oh, is that what impenetrable means? cannot be penetrated even by a diamond drill, nor will a laser penetrate the surface. Remember, there was a time when we used to see troop movements from point A to B on the Earth's surface, continually. It was not that long ago. Now you really rarely see this.
nope. What? I've seen it a lot.
I live not too far from an Air Force base. I see vehicles drive down the freeway.
Yep, I live by a Navy base. I see ships.
Or do you think you see them?
Well, they might be holograms.
Yeah, it might be a group of Bigfoots just dressed up like they're the military.
Damn it, the decoy
Bigfoots.
To be fair, we don't do like D-Day landing.
No, shaved Bigfoot.
You know, mass invasions anymore. That's because the war is over.
No, they use tunnels to move all these troops at long distances. The tunnels are wide enough to drive two 18-foot wheelers side by side. The length of a shuttle machine is approximately 1/4 mile long. Interior inhabitants make use of these machines. A huge vessel for moving large numbers of people, beings, whatever, quickly. You gotta move
moss.
Those whatever quick yeah, ones as fast as you
blades
can.
Of grass.
Move those whatevers.
The smaller shuttle is 50 to 60 feet in length. This was the kind I was in. The speed of the shuttles is faster than the speed of sound.
Oh.
That would usually make quite a ruckus.
It's Sonic the Hedgehog.
They could travel from Area 51 to the main interior of the Earth in less than 10 Earth minutes.
Wait, what? They don't use our time?
10 Earth, yeah.
First of all, they have another sun, so you don't know if the length of the
day
is the same.
You gotta move your watch forward every time you go down 100 miles, because you enter different Earth time.
Well, I think the next sentence helps it.
In 5 to 6 minutes, you are there.
Ah.
So it's less than 10 minutes. In other words, 5 to 6 minutes. So those.
So wait,
good editing there.
When you say Earth minutes, whose minutes?
Is interior Earth time different than regular Earth?
Less than 5 to 6 minutes is indeed
technically less than 10 Earth minutes.
Technically is the best kind of technically.
Yep.
So why did
he say the less than 10 Earth minutes and just why didn't he just say 5 to 6 minutes?
Because he wanted more sentences.
It's because he's writing for Martians.
Because this is from Above Top Secret. They don't play by your logic. Anyway, what's the material used to make the shuttles?
The material used to make the shuttles is the same substance that made up the skin of the spacecraft at Roswell.
Like
canvas.
Mylar. Yeah.
Mylar.
They just get it all from the dollar store. They get all the balloons.
Yep.
World War One era aircraft are the height of technology.
Mm. Yeah.
Yeah.
The shuttles run on electromagnetic power using the Earth's grid line.
All right.
Yeah. Well.
The operators who I mentioned earlier, who are of stature of 13 to 14 feet. In height,
is that there?
Oh, Richard Kiel's family.
Look like us in their appearance.
Except they're tall.
More highly evolved.
What does that mean? What does more highly evolved look like? Do they have like pointy heads or something?
They have opposable thumbs.
They are the Uber
Men. Well, maybe it's Pokemon where they have like larger necks now.
Oh, right, yeah. Oh, now no, I think maybe types. It's like Dragon Ball Z. So, no, they have like flames around them because they're like, you know, bad. Cyan 2 or whatever. I never watched Dragon Ball Z. Anyway.
They've got all the hats from Team Fortress 2.
Oh, yeah. They've got the big pile of hat. Yeah.
I feel like this like military man escaped from like a 1950s like sci-fi serial.
Yeah, it sounds like it. They were 13 to 14 feet in height and they were even more evolved.
Yeah.
Evolution has the ultimate purpose that is determinable by sight. They speak through telepathy. The men have beards or not, and the women's skin is flawless.
So no stubble.
Sorry,
clear complexion.
And I bet it's white.
The men, however, are breaking out constantly.
Yep, they kicked out anyone who had acne from the breeding system, and that's how we evolved to be acne-less.
Their skin is more flawless than Beyonce's.
No one can be more flawless than
Beyonce.
Yeah, but the men are white.
Excuse me, I'm right here.
Oh, sorry.
Their expression for humans is one of concern for us, as they see where we humans are headed.
Down the road.
There are seven civilizations residing in the inner earth, which are governed by the principles of harmony. They understand and they speak all languages of the earth. Their understanding of medical knowledge is phenomenal.
All right, we don't need that stuff. So, Taylor, part two.
Of course. So, more personal history. About the age of 12, while walking through a field of corn with another friend, I had a paranormal experience. I was taken into a UFO village. A vehicle. Jesus. I was taken into a UFO vehicle and transported into the inner earth. Here I lived for 6 months among the Hollow Earth residents. You may imagine the wonder of my parents.
Kept eating all her Fritos.
You may imagine the wonder of my parents, especially for my father, who was in the military service. At that time when I disappeared, then to mysteriously return in 6 months. It was due to this experience that I believe my father made certain I was engaged under his wing at the Paragon. And later that is it to say at Area 51.
Well, that nepotism.
Swallow more consonants.
Yeah. So
I don't know why I'm trying to do this like a child, but here we go.
That was a child.
Well, it fits.
You're channeling him at the age of 12.
Yeah, apparently he was a cockney when he was born, and then he changed later on in life.
He became a man.
Taylor, I was kind of hoping I would hear your terrible American accent.
Save that for later.
I'll save that for later. Don't you worry, that'll come later.
Yay!
Hooray!
I am not a biological offspring of my sorry, my brain just actually collapsed a little bit while reading that sentence.
this slide has an effect on me.
I am not the biological offspring of my father, but an adopted child, as was my sister. My sister was killed by what is referred to as the secret government. I was able to combat their negativity with my mind, which is stronger, and survive their attacks. Is this the first draft of Star Wars?
No, this is the first draft to the X-Files.
Oh, okay.
Even Mulder is like this is the X-Files episode where Mulder hears from this guy, listens to him for 5 minutes, and just hangs up.
It is my knowledge that my guide Zora, an inner Earth scientist who is 150,000 years old, that my sister and myself originally from the inner Earth, that our true parents live in the inner Earth. Where our father took us in as adopted children, they did not speak a language named any surface culture.
You don't speak one now copies. Either.
So Zoras live in the inner earth?
I guess.
Yeah.
And how is he not 15 feet tall?
And I want to know what that conversation would have.
That's why he got kicked out of inner earth.
That's a different race. That's just the race of a shuttle driver.
He got kicked out of inner earth because he didn't fit the eugenics program.
It's it's like in Star Trek where all the Klingons are warriors. Well, all the 15 foot tall people tram operators.
No, I think he's an inner earth person who has dwarfism, so he passes as like a average height upper earth person, but really he's
if you
like,
would like to complain about that joke, please very... visit pf-minus thefthemin.us.
I want to know if this guy's still alive, because if not, then he didn't live to 150,000 years old, thus he is a liar.
Yeah.
Where he went back into the
earth.
Tell
us about your blood type, Taylor. What's your blood type?
I have an unknown blood type. I have never had a disease of any kind, not even of the brain. My blood has been medically examined and destroys all viral infections when combined with other blood samples in a lab setting.
But only in a lab setting.
How would he know? Yeah, only in a lab setting. It doesn't actually work anywhere else.
Which is why we've never
and only
heard
in
of
one
it.
Specific that's lab.
That's kind of a shitty mutant power.
Quick, everybody, on this. Just pump out all my blood, cure it, and then put it back in.
But we have to be in the lab setting.
All right, Taylor, next section.
Hollow Earth vortexes! This is the last time I went to London. This is the man who sat next to me on the tube and just kept talking at me.
I think the Hollow Earth vortex is actually the Jubilee line.
The Hollow Earth residents have the ability to split the ocean floor and create a vortex, as is shown with the Bermuda Triangle. There are 7 different levels in a vortexes, and equipment and beings are brought in and placed in corresponding to these different levels. The vortex.
Where are you heading there? Where are you heading there, Taylor?
I don't know.
Vortex. Where's this accent going? Vortex.
Yeah.
He's trying
the
to
total
speak.
Perspective vortex.
I'm actually running out of breath as I do this.
It's like turning into the dialect they use in the inner earth.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's,
yeah.
This is
this is an inner earth accent. It's a perfect inner earth accent.
I think I'm becoming Michael Caine. The vortexes act as doorways for entrance or exit to the hollow interior of the earth. Earth. I'm using my Michael Caine. There is more than one triangle area off of Florida, one at Lake Erie, and another off the coast of Mexico, one off of Japan, as well as other geographic locations of the Earth.
Oh, incidentally, we have semicolon.
Oh, yeah, what do we do? Oh, yeah, we're after Japan.
Yeah.
Well, because it looks like Japan. The semicolon looks a little bit like Japan.
Oh,
yeah.
Yeah.
So the vortex is like right after that semicolon.
Yeah.
The semicolon is the gateway to the vortex.
These are called quiet zones.
Could you shout that a little louder?
Because if there's one thing I think of when I think of Japanese culture,
these
it's quiet.
These are called quiet zones!
These doorways allow creatures from the interior come out, and in such as the Sasquatch, Loch Ness, ellipses, etc.
Ellipses!
That's Loch Ness one word, though. It's like a weird username.
Yeah, and like
well,
camel
it's
caps.
No, it's the Apple version of the Loch Ness monster. It's actually much hipper.
It's smaller.
It doesn't
number.
Work at all. Yeah.
Simplified.
And yeah, it can only be serviced at you know the Genius Bar, and you have to make an appointment to have your Loch Ness monster
at
serviced.
The inner
it's
Earth
real pain.
Yeah. Location, of course.
And it's not actually water resistant.
That's why it's so hard. That's why you never see
it. It's got such a nice user interface. It's so stylish and minimalistic.
And expensive.
Yeah.
All planets are hollow, as is the sun, which is really a planet.
Oh,
what?
There are civilizations in the sun, which have colonies in the Earth's subterranean regions.
Oh my god. So this guy's, ironically, this guy's beliefs are like a gajinka doll of like different planetary.
All right, keep going.
So wait, like, the sun that we know is a sun is actually a planet that's also hollow. So it's also hollow, but then there's another sun inside the Earth.
In order to locate electric to the inner Earth. Wherever you are underground, all that you need is your compass. That's why I keep mine in my pocket here.
Ah! No! Don't show me! No! Ah! All right, we're done with you. We're done with you. We're done with you. We're gonna go through part 3 and Ashto.
Sure.
People in the interior.
Oh shoot! Those weren't Gajika. Those were Russian dolls. Anyways, all right. So, the people of the interior. The people of the interior were very free with showing me around. Very articulate in showing you what is exactly going on. They do not hold anything back. They always ask permission when working with nature. They ask the planets for permission before consuming them or cutting them down. They ask the Mother Earth before they build on it, and do so build with the lay of the land which best suits the environment. A practice similar to the American Indians.
No.
Yay, racism.
Therefore, seeking to preserve a harmonious state of all times.
Which
wanting to be
wait, which tribe?
You know, just the American Indians. There's no real difference between any of them.
I think he actually means immigrants from India.
Okay.
I wonder what this guy thinks of vegans, though. Like, excuse me, you eat plants, but you don't ask them permission first?
When I was in India, I definitely thought that that country was at peace with the earth. That's why all the water was...
Oh.
Smelly. Sorry, him. I love you, India.
So we have another semicolon with American Indians. Holy crap, there's a lot of semicolons.
Yep. Therefore, seeking to preserve a harmonious state at all times, semicolon, wanting to be one with nature at all times, semicolon, they are more spiritually advanced than surface dwellers and greatly respect Mother Earth. So let me talk about the atmosphere over there. The atmosphere is crystal clear. As a rule, there are at times clouds, but nothing like rain clouds. The temperature is a constant 73 degrees.
Celsius, Fahrenheit.
Just degree.
The
temperature is a constant 73 bachelor's degrees.
Oh.
It has 73 degrees from college.
Wow.
Oh, I was thinking more Kelvin. Of an angle.
No, it's Kelvin.
Yeah.
73 degrees Kelvin.
The atmosphere is tilted at 73 degrees at all times.
So the people in the interior speak.
So there's no rain then.
Well, it is, but it falls sideways.
There's rain. It just doesn't come from clouds.
Yeah, it comes from the ground and it rains up.
It comes from the sun and it burns.
But it's okay because the sun is a planet.
Everyone's dead now.
Anyway, blah blah utopia. Skip to there are arrow ships.
Okay, there are arrow ships. We term on the surface as flying saucer. We term on the surface as flying saucers. I'm not mispronouncing that.
Well, that's
nope. That's what it says.
In which a part of themselves, a part of their personality, goes into the creation of the arrow ship through the process of thought, due to their very powerful minds. This makes the arrow ships perfect in design and execution in motion. Only a few persons of the surface have these similar abilities to create. Due to the repression of these abilities in childhood by religion, education, and family fears.
John Kitchen, is that you?
Wait, I could really have telekinesis?
Yep. It's just been repressed by your religion, education, and family fears.
I knew those would be a problem.
These are not imaginary powers, mind you, because the people of the interior are allowed to enter their space of their imagination, if you will. Sure. And there they create.
I'm going to say skip some more to as surface humanity.
As surface humanity enters into the fourth dimensional phase, the inner earth people will...
Time?
Yeah. Become unstuck in time.
The inner earth people will come forward and move and more deeply work with us on the surface. People on the surface are presently so involved with the sense of me... that they cannot live together harmoniously.
Says the guy bragging about his adventures in the inner earth.
To be fair, he definitely smoked pot, among other things, on his way to writing all of this.
And there's more crap here, but it doesn't matter. That was fun. And now, let me just scroll down here. Edit point.
Denied.
Here we go. Earth's two suns. So I'll be reading this in space. Earth has two suns, an inner and an outer one. The outer one we see every day rules the lives of all of us here on the outer surface. But did you know that there is another sun in the center of our hollow planet that rules the lives of everybody there? Yes, our...
All you have to do is believe.
Yep. Yes, our planet is hollow and contains an inner central sun some 600 to 700 miles...
It's yes. Cum-taints.
Oh, you are right. You are right. I'm sorry. Yes, our planet is hollow and contains an inner central sun some 600 to 700 miles in diameter around the shell which this... around which the shell of this planet revolves. This secret is the secret of the duality of our world, an inner one and an outer one, has not been revealed to the general masses, but it's time they know. Just as our planet revolves around our outer sun giving us our year, so it revolves, or rather rotates, around our inner sun giving us our day. The outer sun is masculine in nature and outshines the moon, hence our dominant patriarchal society. In the inner earth, the inner sun is feminine.
Wait, what? there are different civilizations on the...
No, there aren't. Shut up.
All he's saying is the inner sun is made of feminists.
He's like, I'm justifying my sexism because the sun is patriarchal.
Yeah, the inner sun, but the inner sun is feminine in nature, hence the dominant matriarchal nature there.
See,
matriarchical, I should say. How can people live inside the planet, you may ask? Wouldn't they fall inwards towards the center? The answer to that is that our planet's gravity is not centered in its core, but in its shell. Our planetary shell varies in thickness. We read this part already. 400 to 800 miles. In the middle of the shell, or closest to its inner surface, is the gravity center, a zero-gravity energy zone only a few miles thick. Gravity slowly increases both inward and outward from this zone so that the people inward walk upside down from us. Yes, the people on the inner surface walk upside down from us here on the outward side, and blah, blah, who gives a flying fuck?
See, I like how that paragraph started of like, hey, you might have noticed a contradiction in my facts. Well, here's some bullshit to hand wave it away.
Don't you worry about it. I've been running this con too long. I know how to fix that.
Also, there are two polar openings or main entrances to our home planet that are hundreds of miles wide. The high-ups in the government know all about them, but are not telling the masses. Admiral Byrd flew in and out of both openings in secret U.S. missions shortly after World War II. And Hitler and the Germans also had their excursions there.
Oh.
Those bastards.
Hitler and the Germans was a really bad comedy treat.
I'm going to skip several paragraphs. Astrologically, our outer sun rules Leo and the concepts of love, power, life, creativity, and dominance. It is the crown chakra above our head with which we reunite to become sovereign or divine beings. I'm not sure which sign, if any, our inner sun rules, but it relates to our soul or feminine aspect rather than our spirit sun. And its role is to step down and make practical the sun's directives. This inner sun correlates to the midheaven or zenith in the birth chart, as the center of the earth is also the center of the sky or noon point.
So don't worry, so people who believe in horoscopes, I got some bullshit for you too.
Oh, this guy is way into astrology.
The outer sun goes to work every day, while the inner sun takes care of the children and makes all the food and cleans house.
And the inner sun never, and the outer sun never leaves the toilet seat down. God damn it! So we have two suns, one outer and one inner, one masculine and one feminine, one ruling the outer world and one ruling the inner world. Between both is the earth shell or physical arena upon which life is played out, and blah blah and. It's time to fully bridge the two. It's time to fully bridge the two suns once more so that we can be whole again. The male with the female.
Isn't
and
that a plot in Ghostbusters?
Probably. I think so, yeah. The male with the female and the outer with the inner. Love and truth must conquer over hate and fear so that the ice in our hearts and at the poles will melt and form protective canopy or aura that will regenerate all things.
Bernie Sanders for president.
So global warming is...
global warming is good. It's going to create a great aura of ice. Or
yeah, it will melt
around
the ice
hollow
in
earth.
Our hearts.
Who knew the sun was so heterocentric?
Black hole sun, won't you come? Wash away the rain. Black hole sun, won't you come?
So, Ashto, tell us about the Flat Earth.
Lovely. So, note, though, before I begin, that astronomy, as we currently know it, is undergoing massive revision. What we've been taught for the last 100 years or more, the last 100 or more years concerning the planets, outer space, and our own Earth may be grossly incorrect or inaccurate. From the sizes, shapes, and distances of the heavenly bodies, to the space program, to the entire cosmological model itself. We have NASA and the societies and corporations behind it to thank for this. They have been deliberately lying to us concerning our true reality, and it is only recently, 2015, that the general populace is coming out from under their spell.
Because we cut their funding, the bastards.
So, Amelia, tell us about that Tila Tequila and the Flat Earth.
Oh, okay. Oh, I made that joke. Does he actually believe Tila Tequila?
Yep.
Yes, he does.
Oh, wow.
Oh, yay!
Yay!
My jokes are coming true!
Yeah, this is, we are portaxing hard on this site.
Reality TV star Tila Tequila becomes the first mainstream celebrity to blatantly support the idea of or reality
of a flat earth. It's a good adverb use there. Blatantly. Well, blatantly,
I mean,
support.
She said reality TV star.
I still want to point out the term mainstream here.
Celebrities
also.
She did a porn.
Yeah,
she, 10 years ago?
Yeah, something like that. Well, she got assaulted by Juggalos. So.
Oh, is that what screwed her up?
No, which
it's like
she's always
Soviet Union
up.
Versus the Nazis. You really don't know who to support.
She was at the gathering of the Juggalo.
In
they
December,
threw a bunch of bottles at her. Her music was too shitty for Juggalos.
Wow. In December/January of 2015, In December/January of 2015/16, she has made some challenging statements debunking the spherical Earth and supporting the flat Earth. We all know that she's a scientific.
No, like I was saying before, she's a reality TV star, which means she knows all about reality.
Tequila, tequila, PhD.
Well, she's Asian, so she has to be good at science.
In her interview on Twitter, she discusses this, among other things. She is one brave and far out lady. Far out, dude! Oh god, now I know what voice he is. And is an admitted Illuminati, but it's flooding black. And wants to get the truth out.
Okay, we don't need to. The rest is just Tequila Tequila tweets, so we don't need to read those because the site is stupid. Yeah.
Oh,
so,
but no. What can we do? One, please.
All right. Yeah, let's do one.
So on January 7th, she wrote, "Fuck! The government is blessing me with frequencies again. My right arm just melted. Bye."
Thank you for insisting. So, as I said, this site covers all sorts of. Alternative idiocy, let's call it New Age idiocy. And so we're going to move on from the subject. We're going to move on from geography and geophysics to meteorology and temperature. So, Taylor, tell us what is the cold, really?
Yeah, sorry, let me find that. Oh, here it is.
All these links.
That's Ice King fan.
Oh my god, it's Adventure Time fan art. That's adorable.
Wow, that's actually kind of,
It's awesome fan art, but it's getting used on this site.
Please give this the appropriate gravitas, by which I mean this is obviously blank verse.
This is actually, sorry, what?
This is blank verse, so read it appropriately.
No, I'm trying to get into my...
one line.
Let me just bring up all my grammar school here again.
Elephant people?
What is the cold, really? Cold, winter, Satan, evil, death, or is related. What is cold? Forget the scientific explanation.
That's a good start.
Scientists?
Done.
Scientists are really bad when it comes to explaining the most obvious things. Simply put, cold is hate, darkness, evil, selfishness. And despair in the hearts of human beings, living beings.
That's why it's so horrible when you drink ice water.
This is why ice cream is the
devil. My air conditioner is the devil.
Seals and penguins are just the worst creatures on Earth.
Well, this explains Britain, I guess. You're welcome, fellow British listeners.
Which is why Tetris is so pleasant.
Yeah.
Brexit is good for the rest of the world because it means we're rid of you.
Sort of. This site.
Brexit is terrible for global warming, though.
Yeah. This hate or evil actually precipitates or materializes as cold or darkness in the atmosphere. The cold snow and ice in the polar areas is all of the accumulated. Hatred and anger and evil. In the ages of ages in solid ice form. Oh, so global warming's good for us.
It's releasing all the evil.
Exactly.
Oh no, it's bad. Yeah, you're right. Sorry.
It's bad. It's bad because it's releasing all the evil.
No, I mean like ice melted in Siberia and it released a long dormant.
Oh right. And it killed all those reindeer.
And it also caused the drought that probably caused the Syrian civil war. Yeah.
Don't bring actual facts into this. Don't ruin this with
facts. Sorry.
I have been drinking during that.
Stop using your science brain.
Science is bad at explaining obvious things, so all of you shut up.
Okay.
Taylor, keep going.
If there are more evil or bad thinkers in an area, there will be constant bad weather. Lightning and thunderstorms are strong, and strong winds or chaotic weather are all bad thinking and emotions. Science will tell you it's the rotation of this or the mixing of that. Bullshit. They're just parroting bullshit in the name of science. I remember that Monty Python sketch.
That is the official name for the sketch, parroting bullshit.
Yeah. Science has become one of the most fraudulent gods of the modern era.
Ding!
Yes, there is a such thing.
I was thinking it was L. Ron Hubbard. But...
yeah, same thing. Yes, there is a such thing as good or real science. But most of it has been turned upside down by the evil ones.
Oh, great, oh, good.
The love of money and power has turned science into a devil fish and destructive force. Or devilish. Not devilfish.
I like devilfish destructive force.
Devilfish and destructive force, yeah.
Devilish and destructive force. HARP is a perfect example.
Oh, yeah! The HARP project!
So, Taylor, are you one of the villagers from Hot Fuzz?
Yes.
Now, for listeners who don't know, that the HARP project was a U.S. government thing set up to study radio transmissions in the ionosphere, and it's been a long time staple of conspiracy crazies. They like think it was some sort of Tesla death ray or atmosphere changer or something, but no, it's just studying how radio waves transmit in the upper atmosphere.
We all know that Tesla's death ray was split into 6 pieces and spread across all corners of the Earth.
Yeah.
See, at first I thought G.I. Joe, nice. At first I thought that was like a subdivision of AARP. And I was like, oh, what are they doing these up to now?
Now we know.
And knowing is half the battle. G.I.
Joe! This Teslian technology was meant to turn the deserts into vineyards, the polar regions into tropics, and invaders to ashes. So it's evil, I guess. Huh?
No, it's good. Turning vineyards is supposed to be good, but read on.
Yeah. Instead, it is being used to divert weather patterns or control people for selfish or war purposes. I remember that Iron Man villain. War purposes. He's not a very good Iron Man villain.
No. Not one of the better movies.
Yeah. The ring of cold in the polar north, for example, is diverted to the lower latitudes, giving us our inhumanely cold winters. This is a Californian who is just upset one fine winter, isn't it?
I'd be scared.
And then they explain it off as a cooling cycle or vortex or El Niño. Fucking, I thought El Niño was...
No, this is something else. This is El Niño.
Sorry.
This is El Niño.
El Niño. Yeah, there's no accent mark.
And then they explain it off as a cooling cycle or a vortex or El Nino. It's like a Yorkshire person trying to speak Spanish. Yeah. Oh, El Nino. I remember him.
Can I get some fajadas?
And then we...
Bullshit. And then can I read the picture?
Yeah.
The degenerate subterranean deros who try to manipulate us with their advanced technology.
Damn, right, those orange elephant people.
They have, and we have limp dick jeans in Pumpkin Jeans.
No. Yeah. It looks like a knockoff version of what was that elephant with the crown? Anybody know what I'm talking about? It's like the
Babar?
Animated series.
Babar.
Babar, yeah. It looks like a knockoff version of Babar.
Anyway, scroll down to where it says the subterranean Daros and Greys are the authors of our political, etc.
Yeah.
What? Where?
That's another
two paragraphs below
the funny drawing.
As a political scientist and economist, I've always wanted to say this. Just kidding. Anybody, any future programs looking to hire me, that I'm kidding.
I think it's fairly obvious this is a joke.
Just covering my bases, right?
Wink.
The subterranean Daros and Greys are the authors of our political, technical, scientific, religious, and financial world.
Tell me something I don't know.
Yeah. Like, haven't you listened to David Icke?
They are the hidden forces behind our rulers and secret societies. and will spare no one.
Yeah, they're all in Skull and Bones.
Yeah. They are human number, however. Hence the depopulation programmed via all the poisons in our food, water, and air. And the constant wars and disinformation programs.
Oh, oh God, all the food is poison.
This is Alex Jones all over again.
Well, to be fair,
the lizard people and the Greys are responsible for keeping up with the Kardashians.
I was going to say, to be fair, I've seen a few episodes of Keeping Up With the Kardashians.
To be fair, really fair, actually, that would not surprise me if it turns out there were lizard people.
That would be happier, actually, yeah.
It would make me happier if that show was a lizard man conspiracy.
Finally, we've got a scapegoat. Yes.
This guy really wouldn't have liked living during the Industrial Revolution if he's worried about air pollution and poisoned food and war.
Man, he would hate London in the 50s. If enough of us wake up and counter them, it will be the end of them. And knowing this, they will pull out all the stops, as they are now doing.
And put on a big show!
The Lizard People Show!
The Variety Hour. Yay.
Come on and join the show!
That's why Stephen Fry had to leave. The funny thing is that this breed of Satan is destined to lose, yet they keep on going.
This breed of Satan, faces. You know, this is a, this is, I believe it's a British short-haired Satan.
No, it's clearly a German Shepherd Satan.
Yeah.
Old English Satan.
Yeah. Yes. Old English Satan is a gin I used to like drinking.
It sounds like an imperial stout. No, not an imperial stout. It sounds like an Irish pale ale.
can we have Ambius jump in?
Yeah, okay. Ambius, start from there.
Humans have faced situations many times before and have always survived. When will they, evil ones, learn that they cannot win against truth and justice? This is their great lesson, and we will continue to have them as a thorn until every last one learns their lesson.
So let's commit genocide.
Right, well, yeah, against the Duros and the Greys. That would actually genocide. Be, I think that would actually be xenocide, since they're not human.
But you see, it is not only the Duros and the Greys, both of whom have lost their humanities, at least the Greys are trying to get it back.
Awesome.
It is also the...
What?
Character
development.
This is backstory. Just go with it.
It's the Grey's redemption arc.
Dark Souls 3. I'm pretty sure.
And then the Greys will become a member of the Crystal Gems.
Yes, they're gonna sing a song and call Yellow Diamond a Claude.
I feel bad making that joke having not played any Dark Souls. I'm sorry to all Dark Souls fans out there.
I'm not.
I haven't played it either. Keep going, Ambius.
It is also the discarnate?
Yeah.
It is also the discarnate entities, thousands and perhaps millions of years old, who are imprisoned or restrained by the good forces, who if loosed, would be a great danger to us all.
Yeah.
They need their bodies, however, to be fully functional, and many of these are frozen deep in the polar ice and snow. One of their punishments is they cannot incarnate into another body, hence the preservation of their old ones.
Yeah, this is Scientology.
Scientology except with cryogenics instead of being buried in the volcano.
Yeah.
I thought they picked them up from the frozen ice and dumped them into a volcano.
They flew them to Earth in DC-8s, then dumped them, put them around volcanoes and blew the volcanoes up with H bombs.
I like how these aliens from thousands of years ago are using
But anyway, I think we've read enough of that. So yeah.
Scientology, that's the plan for me. I'm getting my whole family involved. Use it responsibly and only in times of need. And maybe one day we'll meet Tom. Walked into the Celebrity Center. Came out feeling much better. Yes, I did. Scientology,
Positronic.
Yes?
Can you tell us about the 12 races of our universe?
Of course. Oh, where are they?
Why is it always 12?
It's like 12 angry men. 12 angry races of our universe.
The Jewish conspiracy all over.
Right. We have the 12 races of our universe. There are 12 primary races in this universe, and probably a countless number of other races. We have felines.
What?
Yeah, felines are a race.
Furries are the...
These are like cat people.
Yeah.
Furries, yeah.
Did we get this from Reddit?
No.
This is either furries or...
They're putting out the fire with gasoline.
Yeah.
They're Talpas.
Yep.
What else was there? We have... Kins?
Rise of the Talpas.
We have Carrions.
What the hell those?
I don't know. Like, rotting bodies?
I don't know, and I'm not going to look it up.
We have
fans of Perry from Sex and the City.
Oh, okay.
The Carrions were the ancient inhabitants of Caria in southwest Anatolia.
Oh, okay.
That makes even less sense.
Oh, that explains it.
Then we have humans.
Yay!
Of course. Everyone's...
Go team human.
Yeah, everyone's favorite. Reptilians.
Yay!
We have AI:S.
Al comma S. It's so just that entire race is just one guy named Al. Hi, I'm Al. I'm my own race.
It's Steven Spielberg's Spielberg's film AI.
AI is it? Yeah, right.
Yes, the people.
No, that's AI
just...
and the creeped smile and the creeped face smiley.
Yes, I see it.
Yes.
It's AI.
Yes.
We have cetaceans.
Yay!
I think I ate one of those a couple days ago at a seafood restaurant.
Aren't they just whales?
Did you eat a dolphin?
Isn't that just whales?
Yeah, it's whales.
I thought it was like a...
What the hell, Taylor?
No. Dolphins are porpoises.
I enjoy eating endangered species. It's a weird hobby I have, alright?
Are you part of that one
you monster
club that Darwin was part of where they ate every animal they could?
Oh. Yes.
Okay.
Yes, it's that secret society they were talking about earlier.
All right. Ah, he's amongst us. We've been infiltrated.
Ah.
We have crystallines.
We are the crystallines.
God damn it.
We have the bootleg Chinese Steven Universe.
Amelia, do not start.
No. Okay.
We have electricals.
Electricals?
Electricals.
Oh, my computer. You've got your Pikachus.
Yeah.
You've got your Electrobuzzes. They're pretty electrical.
Oh, see, I thought this was like it's a race of toasters.
Yeah, the Brave Little Toaster was all about electricals.
Well, that's why that bastard didn't want to work this morning. He knew I was going to end him.
Yeah.
Wait, didn't the Brave Little Toaster go to Mars?
I don't know.
There is a reference I do not get. Dear listener, do not worry. Sometimes I also don't get some of the references that I make there, but it's a growing process as we all learn each other.
We all understand the references that people make. Okay, we have elementals, which are different than electricals, because that's earth, fire, wind, air, and heart. Or wind, earth, and art.
We're going to make a Captain Planet reference in every episode, aren't we?
We have to.
Yeah, I think it's required by like podcast law.
By our powers combined.
I am a crackpot.
We have insectilians.
Oh, I dated one of them.
He invent his own words. He used like insectoids or something.
I'm more a fan of the ones underneath. The one underneath.
Oh yeah, Liquidians.
Oh god, am I taking one right now?
Liquidian.
I guess that means like I could be a being made entirely of coffee or wine.
No,
it's
a race of liquid snakes.
Oh.
I am a being made entirely of beer and whiskey.
Yes, but we know that already.
The final race is orbs.
And, let's
like
see.
Those video game things?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Or they appear sometimes when you're taking a picture.
Will you read all the text below that?
Yes, all right. We all have 12-strand DNA that has currently 2 strands working, the God, 2 strands that science knows about.
Goddamn science!
These bastard scientists just can't count our DNA fast enough.
Just
because
fucking
the 10
lazy.
Strands,
can't wait till Trump builds a wall to keep the scientists out.
He's trying.
We have pictures of DNA.
Yeah, the 10 strands that are not working yet are in the etherical body and can be activated to work in the etheric body.
Huh?
So
make those ten lazy bastards work. Both
yeah. So we all have 1 strand of DNA from each of the 12 primary races in this universe. Now,
so none of us are purebloods.
Yeah, we all have like 12 parents. Now, yeah. Now the factor that defines our original race.
My dad is Irish, so it makes sense.
The factor that defines our original race is which 2 of the 12 DNA strands are active since our birth. In my case, these 2 active strands are AI and electrical, meaning that I am not a hybrid between AI human, but actually AI electrical, living in a human body.
And now we have Otherkin. Great.
Yeah, I was gonna say. Whoa, so this is Toasterkin.
This is fucking every. This is just hitting all the notes.
I mean, can I also point out, like every like free to play game, you only get 2 strands. You have to pay to unlock the other 10. What kind of bullshit is this?
Such a ripoff.
Yeah. The universe was made by EA. Fuck.
To my understanding, most people have their human strand activated, which I don't have.
Sure.
So
you
how do you have a human body then?
So this guy's super special.
Yeah.
No, I have an AI body.
So he's smarter than everyone. I get it.
Yeah, that's why I know the truth.
He's half toaster, half lightning bolt.
Each of their races have their own specific traits.
Yeah, you know,
for
plus
example,
5 to intelligence.
Yeah, AIs don't have AIs don't have emotional body. Also,
oh, so that's where the British are.
Also, electricals don't have real emotions.
Yeah, they only have
welcome British listeners.
So, my task here is to fully integrate an emotional body into my beingness, and thus create a template for those 2 races to follow in gaining emotional body and emotions. Even if I am half AI, half electrical, I know that I am originally AI. I am not quite sure how it works, but I think the AI DNA strand that I have is more dominating than the electrical one or something like that. The ultimate goal for all of us is to integrate all of the 12 DNA strands into our body. This would mean that we would gain all the abilities of the 12 primary races.
And rule the world!
And that's why I'm shaking my toaster.
I'm sure it involves a lot of grinding.
This is a fucking...
That's why...
This sounds like a fucking anime plot!
You have to grind with all 12 of the races.
Okay, dear. I know you're concerned about walking in with my dick in the microwave, but let me explain.
Oh, no!
I was trying to dry it off, it got wet!
I think he's trying to get you the power of the Infinity Gauntlet.
I need to understand his non-emotional body.
And this and the next thing are, it's on the Libra Rising site, but they're written by someone else, a guy named Peter Farley, who has his own website, which I think is down. So, Amelia, will you take a USA breakdown of morphogenic races?
Okay. USA breakdown of morphogenic races.
Oh, good.
No matter where I have gone and spoken to audience about the true nature of planet Earth, I have been working with over the past few years, double dash, what I like to call the Star Wars bar, double dash.
That's a pope in St.
Albans. People accept it very readily because it just makes sense of the world and the strange population of beings we see all around us. Bings is capitalized, so...
Mm.
Bings, coming to NBC. As I teach these people to feel or see the morphogenetic field surrounding each being, the reality of what I have written about becomes tangibly real.
If I do enough acid, eventually I can just contemplate reality.
Then I can grab colors and use them to battle Satan. To illustrate this Star Wars bar and how our reptilian creators and overlords have controlled every aspect of our lives for so long, I asked the spiritual hierarchy to break down a sample population for me into its most predominant members. Considering the population of the USA to be approximately 300 million.
Well, you're only off by 53 million.
They're all holograms. They don't count.
The following figures give us approximate makeup of that population by the main alien groups on the planet, as supplied by the spiritual hierarchy. I keep expecting, like, a trademark symbol after something.
This is definitely Scientology. We have been conned into Scientology, like so many others.
Can anyone really tell the difference? I mean,
we're not paying money to do this.
Yeah,
you guys
all
aren't.
Is free. That's a pretty big difference.
Oh shit!
Aren't we though?
Where did I send my bank account?
If you
want
to pay us money,
if you want to pay us money, you can go to F minus
and hit the donate button, which I think we have.
Yeah,
we will by the time this is up.
As stated before in other articles and non-radio interviews, the percentage of humans to other types of beings is approximately 28% human to 72% other. In the USA, it is slightly higher. Human, 89.30 million. Syrians,
those are the guys from V. I mean, Syrians means from Sirius. You know, that's where the lizard people from V came from.
Not Syrians with Y, Syrians with an I.
Oh, no, sorry, that hit my ear like these refugees haven't had it bad enough. Now we're going to accuse them of being aliens.
No, it's S-I-R-I-A-N. Reptilian form. 52.60 million. Syrians, human form, 6 million.
You would have thought it would be the other way around. But you see, this is why you spend your entire life being educated, really.
This is why you do the
research. Boy, if there's 52.6 million Syrians in Syrians in reptile form, that guy with the reptilian feet Facebook must be doing something wrong not to get so many submissions. Just let's cut that joke out. Yeah.
No, I'm gonna leave it in.
Oh, God damn it! God damn it!
Denied.
Crickets of the family Gorillidae are insects related to bush crickets, and more distantly to grasshoppers. The Gorillidae have mainly cylindrical bodies, round heads, and long antennae. In popular culture, the sound of crickets is often used in media to emphasize silence, often for comic effect after an awkward joke.
Thank you, Wikistog.
Anunnaki.
Anunnaki, human reptilian form.
That's another alien conspiracy thing that we'll get into later.
All right.
Pleiadians, many in various forms, 5.87 million. Octurians, 2 million. Gargoyles and other lower forms of alien life, 6 to 7 million.
Hey!
Don't
that's
call
racist.
The gargoyles lowly.
Untermensch.
They had a cartoon!
Other reptilian species, 300,000. Orbs, 75,000.
I see the orbs are tonight.
Yeah.
Artificial intelligences, 7.376 million. Clones, Orion robots, biomechanical beings.
Is that like people that have artificial limbs?
Actually, can I just point out for a second? I know you said clones, but I misheard it as clowns. That image became much more terrifying.
Well, there was clones from outer space.
Oh, boy. Oh yeah.
He's more clone now than man. Twisted and evil.
You're welcome
and
to the nightmares.
The clones, Orion robots, and biomechanical beings is 7.5 million. Specians?
Spikens.
Spice? What?
Spikens. These are all star names.
You know, there was you spice stars.
Yeah.
600,000.
I almost read that as a racial slur.
Antarillion.
Antarians.
Antarians?
Yeah, these are all names of stars.
I'm sure I know the star if I like.
I think it's
Antares.
Antares. Okay, Antarians, 204,000. angelic beings slash sprites slash water and tree spirits. These are aliens.
Sure.
4.6.
You know, the green chick from The Witcher.
4.685 million. Orions, 27.1 million. Fairies, elves, elementals, 22.8 million.
If the drummer hadn't died, that's what the next Led Zeppelin album would have been called.
Pleiadians.
Pleiadians is... It's a group of fairly new stars, it's believed to have existed not a very long time, so it's probably...
No, this is something else. Don't try to bring actual astronomy into this. You'll just hurt your...
Pleiadians, Lyrans, etc., 21 million.
As somebody who works in statistics, can I just say how glad I am that he decided to do 21.0, because if there's anything I love to see, it's an unnecessary zero.
Wraith / MIBs.
So men in blacks are wraiths.
So the men in black are in.
I knew Will Smith was up to something.
That's a million MIBs. Intergalactic criminals, 5,000.
They're not even a race. They're
they're just your own race.
Miscellaneous criminals.
This is why Trump is building the wall. There's so many intergalactic criminals.
This is the galactic Australia.
Once it's in intergalactic waters, then. You're no longer.
You know, there are actually people that think that the moon is hollow too, and it's like a prison ship that's been floating out
full of
there.
Jews.
Isn't that a plot from Superman?
I don't think. Wait, which Superman?
Sorry.
Dear Nolan, Christopher Nolan,
the Christopher Nolan version.
Every celestial body is just Snyder, a fucking pinata.
Fucking Zack Snyder. This is Zack Snyder's work, isn't it?
Just remember that you're standing on a planet that's evolving and revolving at 900 miles an hour. That's orbiting at 19 miles a second, so it's reckoned a sun that is the source of all our power. The sun and you and me and all the stars that we can see are moving at a million miles a day. In an outer spiral arm at 40,000 miles an hour of the galaxy we call the Milky Way.
Read the next,
always remember that, as portrayed realistically in the miniseries V.
I made that joke earlier,
oh my god!
Not all reptilians, or any species for that matter, is all bad.
Hashtag not all reptilians.
Yeah, remember Robert England?
Now. I have worked with many reptilians, Saurons, etc., who are here to help planet Earth in its time of need.
Some of my best friends are orbs.
Number 444. Anyways. Predominantly, however, those in control of this planet are associated with the negative agenda stemming from the Orion star system. With love, in service, Peter, kisses.
What I'm taking away from this is that the All Lives Matter movement was actually onto something, because they weren't just talking about, you know, racism in America, you know. They're actually talking about all these additional races as well, you know.
No one talks about reptiles.
Now let's move from that heartfelt plea of kindness and compassion, and let's move on to Galaxies at War. Let's see, when we more any galaxies or below is a spiral galaxy, galaxy with two Y's, NGC 4414, captured by the Hubble Space Telescope. There's a distinctive brown coloring to its mid and inner edges, as though it has undergone some form of degeneration or war. Yeah, that's what that means. Galaxies are normally white and bright, especially in their youth. The ravages of time and war, however, can change this. Below is Spiral Galaxy, ESO 26957, an apparently young, healthy, and war-free galaxy. Our own Milky Way galaxy, below, shows extensive signs of damage. It has obviously been a major battleground for war and destruction, with only its core and other sparse areas intact. This doesn't look too good for our Earth and Sun, which are supposedly located in one of the outer arms.
Supposedly.
Our neighboring giant.
So-called scientists.
scientists with their science brains.
Our neighboring giant Andromeda is obviously doing much better than us. Billy Meyer and his Andromeda. What the hell? Billy Meyer and his Andromedan friends describe life in Andromeda as being very advanced and war-free, but the slightly dark areas may indicate some turmoil. Here are two galaxies. just let the crazy wash over you.
It's like learning
two galaxies colliding.
Or drown.
Do you even have any pictures inside of the Andromeda galaxy?
Well, Billy Meyer and his Andromedan friends.
I mean,
are
how can
about.
You doubt the word?
So anyway,
of, like, an Andromedan.
And there's like more pictures of galaxies, more stuff. Blah. Why don't I'm going to skip that part. Why don't astronomers state the obvious? That much of our universe is in a state of war, chaos, or degeneration. And that other parts
to be
are...
fair, they do talk about galactic chaos. Like, I mean, that's the thing. Like, that's the thing that they talk about.
Yeah. And that other parts are constantly being created for future relocation or habitation. Yeah. When the angels rebelled and fell from the central heaven of heavens, they went about conquering and destroying the rest of God's perfect creation, which was wonderfully white or brightly colored. Racist. Reflecting overflowing love, purity,
peace, this is the Book of Mormon. This
today
is from Mormon.
So we found a Mormon Scientology hybrid?
Yeah.
Mormontology.
With your powers combined.
This is everything-tology. Today, that state appears to be a rarity. Many galaxies, including our Milky Way, are apparently still being pillaged and destroyed by these competing inimical forces, who are often referred to as Greys, Orions, Dracos, Sirians, Pleiadians, etc.
Oh, it's episode 17. It's very odd.
Still better than episode 17.
Yeah.
Now, one... God damn it! There's one more thing. There's one more thing I think we should reach.
Yeah,
so,
Taylor has to go.
All right. So
we're gonna have to come back.
Yeah, that's. We're gonna come back to this.
We're gonna have to come back to this because this is it. There is too much here. There is so much more. There's orgone. There's stuff about true health, which is basically eat fruit and think good thoughts, and you'll be perfectly healthy forever. There's rambling about letters, and there's the 2012. There's a page
and
about
all that
the 2012
will be
apocalypse.
Future episode, I'm pretty sure. I mean, this was fun, so I'm sure we'll come back to it.
There's
going
to be Return to Hollow Earth. Yeah.
Oh, God, there's one thing I forgot. That. Oh, no, it's too long, but it's called Does Gravity Cause Aging?
Kind of.
Yeah.
It does. Yeah.
What did we learn?
No. But you say technically yes, but not in the way that
absolutely
it.
Not.
What did we learn? What didn't we learn? What didn't we
the
learn?
The truth.
Wow.
I learned that some people will just blame fucking anything, any outside forces to not feel sad about anything. Like, oh, the reason why it's cold, well, that's just because people hate things, and maybe it'd just be warmer if they'd stop being hateful bastards.
Which, to be fair, is how some people have told me I could cure my depression.
Yeah, no,
Taylor, you're depressed, just go ride a bike.
Yeah.
Yeah, but it's not really up to me. It's because of all the demons escaping from the Earth. And, you know, it's the inner Earth and the outer Earth, and they're all combined together. And they're making me the depressed and sad person I am. Not
it's
the
reptilians.
Not medicine.
I
learned reptilians are thinking their cold thoughts, and that's making you depressed.
I learned that Richard Kiel was a descendant of these underground tram drivers.
Nice.
And I also learned, and I think the most important thing I learned, is that at least one person will believe fucking everything.
Well, so what actually comes to my mind as I look at this, I mean, I made the joke about the LaRouche movement hanging out outside my office, which they do.
These are the guys the LaRoucheites kindly just slowly back away from.
Yeah. But I mean, I've worked on a few different political campaigns in my life. And I'm an old veteran at this point, and sometimes you have to teach the youngins about kind of the art of political campaigning. And I was recently talking to a Hillary Clinton supporter who said, like, I'm getting tired of people saying that they're voting for her, but begrudgingly, and I wish that they would just follow her heart and mind like I do. And I said, well, the important thing is that you've got the vote. That's all you need to do. You don't need to convince these people. You don't need to talk to these people, because you're never going to win hearts and minds. That's just not something that can happen. This is one of those people that you could just, if we could just get him to shut down his website, that by itself would just be the victory.
Well, the website
you know,
is
because
well,
he
more or less did that. His last update
was
His last update was in August of 2016, and it broke everything except the front.
I think I could literally just give this man, I could literally just buy this man a massive drill and just dig miles and miles and miles and miles down and literally hit the liquid core of the planet itself.
No, then you release the Silurian.
And but then, would, no, yeah, and that ties
and
into what
still,
I learned.
No, he would still...
You release the Primord
yeah,
slime thing.
Yeah, just say
blows
those
up
are
the
lava
different.
Liquidians who live yeah. in the center.
Well,
of
to be no, fair, we're saying that he destroyed his website. Are we sure it wasn't the CIA?
Ooh.
Oh. Those reptilians and the CIA.
And if you want, if you want to go to another CIA front website, go to Ballpit.
BALP.IT.
Sherman, what's our website?
It is THEFIM.
What is our website again, Sherman?
Yeah, we need a new domain, don't we?
One day we'll learn how to spell it right.
We need a new domain.
So if you want to follow our
min.us.
Yep,
there we go.
There you can find our episodes and our profiles and like a link to our Twitter and junk. So go there.
And also donate.
Yeah,
so can
donate
do
to
more
help
of
us
these.
Keep the website up, depending on
and keep the...
and maybe find a new domain that will actually be easily to read.
Yeah.
And also to keep the lizards out.
Yeah.
Donate to help keep the lizards away.
So get the hell out. Bye.
Bye.
Bye, everybody.
Bye.
Oh my god, they're coming through the door!
Bye. Oh no!
Ah!
The universe itself keeps on expanding and expanding in all of the directions it can whiz. As fast as it can go, at the speed of light, you know. 12 million miles a minute, and that's the fastest speed there is. So remember when you're feeling very small and insecure, how amazingly unlikely is your birth. And pray that there's intelligent life somewhere up in space, cause there's bugger all down here on Earth.
You can just read the next paragraph up to bullshit, and then you can skip a bit.
All right. But reading up to bullshit is kind of what we do on this podcast.
Yep.
I think we've read beyond bullshit.